The Environmental Protection Agency has made final modifications to its 13-year, $613 million cleanup plan for the Housatonic River. PCBs from General Electric's now-shuttered Pittsfield, Massachusetts facility have contaminated the waterway. EPA Region 1 Administrator Kurt Spaulding spoke with WAMC about the restoration effort.
Well, this all starts, obviously, with a facility up in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, with General Electric making PCBs there. And through the years, there was an amount of PCBs that escaped the facility, generally through storm drains, we think, and contaminated the river through Pittsfield, and then, to a lesser degree, contaminated the river all the way down through Connecticut. So we had essentially a situation with a highly contaminated river, a very large company needing to come to terms with the legacy of their presence in Pittsfield. So at that point, back in the late 90s, the state of Massachusetts, or the Commonwealth, turned to us and said, look, we'd like you to take on this matter. It's a complicated matter. It's a very large company, and we'd like you to put a legal framework in place under your authorities. So what emerged was a two-phased type of approach. The top of the river in Pittsfield, basically, what's called the mile and a half, was treated as a Superfund site and cleaned up pretty expeditiously, and is now cleaned up. So the worst areas were cleaned up first up in Pittsfield. Then we had to deal with what's called the rest of river. So this is why this is called the rest of river permit. And that extends basically from the confluence of the river just south of Pittsfield all the way down into Connecticut. Far down in Connecticut, there's not much to talk about because the levels are so low. But what we've been doing over the last 7 years is making decisions related to the rest of river, the area at the confluence moving south, and what we need to do to clean that up, or what GE needs to do to clean that up under the consent decree, which outlined these two phases. So this phase, unlike the top phase, is not a Superfund cleanup. It starts out as a RCRA permit, Resource Conservation Recovery Act permit, different statute. Once the permit is final and gone through all its appeals and everybody's realizing that this permit is going to guide the cleanup, it'll be cleaned up under Superfund type procedures. So people would come back in 5 years and assess the cleanup. All the follow-on rules and regulations under Superfund would then apply. So we're talking about the rest of river, and we're talking about the permit that will basically say what GE has to do to clean it up.
And under that permit, what are the cleanup plans?
Well, the cleanup plan basically calls for dredging parts of the river. The area most further north, we call it Reach 5, or parts of Reach 5. Then it calls for finding hot spots across the floodplain. So GE would need to go out and look for areas that exceed certain levels of PCB contamination. It also calls for dealing with accumulated sediments behind dams as you go downstream, so Rising Pond Dam, Columbia Mill Dam, Woods Pond. So basically it calls for GE to work through the watershed at levels that are sufficiently high. They have to do different things. So in some places, we're going to remove materials and then cap the PCBs, basically in the upper part. Where it is easily removed, we will ask that they dig it up and get it out. In other places where it's remote, hard to get to, that sort of thing, and would cause damage to the environment just getting to the PCBs, we'll make a decision there. This is a remedy, as we put it, that will be very adaptive. It adapts to where the PCBs are. It adapts to new technologies that are coming potentially to deal with them. It adapts to all the circumstances surrounding a very large area like this rest of river. And this makes it a very unusual cleanup that we're attempting to address a problem across such a large area, both floodplain and river.
And with the material that is dredged or removed from the Housatonic River, where will that end up going? I know that's been a major issue among many residents in the area, that they don't want the material that is contaminated to then just be left or dumped nearby.
That's right. Well, to do this remedy, we've had to balance what we call our criteria. And in balancing the criteria, we determined that the material needed to be deposited in a licensed landfill. Massachusetts doesn't have a licensed hazardous waste landfill, nor does Connecticut. So as a default, as a consequence of that situation, the material will need to leave the Berkshires and go to a licensed facility. Again, this was a balancing the criteria of long-term effectiveness, short-term effectiveness, attainment of an interim protection goals, reduction of mobility of the material, the toxicity, volume of waste, implementability, and cost. When you balance all those factors, we determine that the material should go to a licensed facility.
And where is that licensed facility?
That is up to GE as the responsible party. I think it's important to note at this point the permit is basically a directive statement to GE on how to approach the cleanup. But specifics about where the material will go, where the trucks will go, what areas are laydown areas, what areas are required for this action or that action, that's all going to be done over the next couple of years once the appeals are final, for GE to sort out exactly how they would do it. So that's what we call the design phase, which would be the next phase of the project.
GE has indicated that it does plan to appeal in some fashion this latest decision. How does that impact what the EPA does?
Doesn't impact us at all. They have full appeal rights under the consent decree. You know, what we tried to put in place is the best decision balancing the nine criteria. They have the right to appeal, which they have said they will exercise. I'll just note that this is a large, complicated cleanup. It's not surprising to any of us that GE has issues and has expressed those issues along the way. They put them in comment. We will be responding to their comments or have responded to their comments. We have over 400 pages of material associated with this permit, which is the response to comments, which we are obligated to do. I should note GE is not the only entity appealing. Others are too. So we expect that as we move through the process, the appeals process, there'll be more than GE at the table.
In your mind, when would physical work likely start on the cleanup?
Well, that's a really good question. Again, it depends on how long the appeal process goes. At a minimum, if everybody said yes tomorrow, we're looking at least 2 years of design before work would start. So if it was yes, everybody says this is terrific, we're all going to do this, then it would be 2 years from now. I think we all think the appeals process would take at least 2 years, probably longer if it extends to federal court. The first step is to go to EPA's internal appeals board, the Environmental Appeals Board, which is located in Washington. Everyone has 30 days to file their appeal. Then the EAB has to schedule that appeal. We expect that the volume of information coming in will be substantial. They'll have to read everything we put on the administrative record as well as what everybody else has. So it'll take them some time to get up to speed on the record. So I don't see them doing anything until springtime at the earliest in terms of a formal process of hearing and a decision. So we're looking at the decision being at least 6 months from now if the EAB takes it up. And then you've got to go to federal court. So that'll take probably triple that time. So we're looking at several years here, probably 3 years at a minimum of appeals. And then 2 years of design, so at least 5 years, if this is appealed to all its levels before GE can start designing the remedy.
So 5 years, and then it's 13 years of work. Is that correct?
Yes, I think we should be careful with the 13 years in terms of what it means. You know, like the top of the river, we would start in terms of work by going to the places where the PCBs are the highest, probably. And I think people need to understand that it isn't like the river is in full cleanup mode for 13 years. It'll be done in phases. So great progress will be made through the 13 years. And it may be that, you know, 70% of the work is done in five or six. We have to see what the phasing and design calls for by GE. So I think when people say it's 13 years before the river gets cleaned up, well, It could be that in 5 years after design, that most of the problem will be cleaned up, and we're spending the next 6 years chasing the smaller sources. We have to wait and see what GE proposes, but I want to make sure people appreciate that substantial cleanup would occur within that 13-year phase, and it isn't going to be the case where the river stays in largely its current condition through that period. Significant progress will be made as soon as we start cleaning up. So ideally, we could be just 2 years from substantial cleanup happening. You know, if you wanted to use 5 years, you could say, well, if everybody agreed within 5 years, we could have some substantial cleanup on the rest of river. The appeals process does potentially extend that time frame. But I don't want people to think this isn't an issue that's current and in their lives now, because it depends on how things turn out, but it could be significant cleanup could be happening with a pretty short period of time, you know, within 3 or 4 years, if depending on how this plays out.
And then finally, Kurt, you mentioned that GE is not the only one appealing in this process. What are some of the other groups appealing, and what are their positions?
Well, I'm not going to try to recount positions of different groups because I'll miss one and somebody will be unhappy. But we know some of the environmental groups may well appeal. Their comments were quite critical of the cleanup we proposed. We know that the cities there may well appeal, knowing GE will appeal. They have an interest, and they put that in comment, that they're worried about impacts to their communities, they're worried about where the material goes, that sort of thing. We know both states have an interest. Massachusetts, as a party, in a way they're a party, but not a full party. They were asked to concur with this formally, and they have. Connecticut is withheld comment. They may appeal. Those are the big entities that may appeal on this. Obviously, it could be a pretty full table if we needed all to get everyone in a single room. But the bottom line is we expect multiple parties to file appeal or do something in this 30-day period. You know, there's one point I want to emphasize that's relevant to your line of questioning, and that is this process that we've gone through to get to this point. No process in the history of this region, and probably in the history of the agency, has had as much public engagement as this one. We've gone to extraordinary lengths to engage the public, including a charrette process in the Shakespeare Theater, I think in Lenox, which I attended early on, where we actually brought the public into this problem-solving effort. I think we all need to recognize that there are differences of points of view across the full spectrum of issues that this remedy addresses. And it isn't a simple, the environmentalists think one thing and the General Electric thinks the other thing and the community. There's many, many different perspectives that have been built into this remedy. And I want to really express appreciation to all the parties, third parties, outside parties, who have taken time to participate with this and engage with us in this. It may be that everyone's somewhat unhappy. That's the nature of this business. But we think we've tried to balance those issues as well as we can. And we anticipate more process going forward, depending on how this appeal process goes. So, again, the fact that we're to this day is really a community accomplishment, not just an EPA accomplishment, of participating and working on something that can hopefully give the whole river a better future than it has right now.